Did you know that your eyes hold a lot of power? They allow you to see the world and they can tell people all sorts of things about you. Your eyes are actually one of the most expressive parts of your body, and even when you might think you are holding those emotions in, your eyes are probably giving you away. And that is why you can learn to use your eyes to seduce women. That's right, you can flirt without saying a word and only using your eyes. So today's video, I'm going to teach you how to do this. Seduction is a technique you need to learn if you want to be successful at winning over women. Once you learn how to seduce using only your eyes, the power will be well and truly in those hands. Like and subscribe. Start out casual. You don't want to come on way too strong at the very beginning. Remember that when you are flirting using your eyes, you are not using a lot of words. That means the woman that you are flirting with doesn't get a chance to properly get to know you. Now, she gets an idea of the type of personality you would have just from the eye contact that you are flashing her way. So it's better to go casual than to start staring at her from across the room. You need to warm her up just a little bit and get her to be as interested in you as you are in her. Make the eye contact brief. On the theme of starting casual, your first piece of eye contact needs to be brief. You don't want to go all in and start heavily looking at her. Starting with brief eye contact allows you to warm her up and make her think, oh, that guy from across the bar is actually looking at me. So to conduct brief eye contact, you need to look quickly at her. At this point, you don't need to meet her eyes at all. People can feel when someone is looking at them, so even if she does not catch your eye, she will know that you are looking her way. And she might feel that someone was looking at her, and then she looks around and sees you. This part is all about getting her to notice you and wanting to be noticed by you. Scan the room with your eyes and then come back to her. Wait a while between looking at her quickly but not catching eyes and scanning the room. Let's say 3 to 5 minutes, this should be just enough time between those looks. This look is all about showing them that you are all interested and that they are the only person in the room worth looking at. Using only your eyes, scan the room looking at items within the room. Scan past the lady that has caught your attention. And once you have reached the end of the room, reverse your eye contact and go back to the woman. Keep your eyes fixed on her for about 30 seconds and then rejoin your conversation or get back to what you were doing. This shows them that they have caught your eye. The first look was not by mistake, it was intentional. This starts the initial flirting feelings between you both. Even though you have never said a word to each other, there is chemistry starting to develop between you. Do not forget to smile when you look at her. This, guys, is your reminder to not forget to smile when you are flashing her any looks. She is getting to know you through eye contact alone, so you want to show her that you are friendly and approachable. And a great way to do this is to smile. Don't just smile at her when you are looking at her. Do it when you are talking to your friends or even taking a sip of your drink. Remember, you never know when she might be watching you. Blink an appropriate amount. Once someone tells you not to blink, you normally start blinking a whole lot, right? Try to remember not to over-blink though. This is something that can happen when you are nervous. If someone blinks too much, it also tells the other person that they are nervous, which is not how you want to come across. You want this person to think, wow, he is so confident. Now we all blink, of course, and it's very natural, but just watch out for any nervous blinking that you might be doing. Use the triangle technique. You've now reached peak eye flirting. You and the lady that you are flirting with have established some sort of connection. And without even speaking to each other, chemistry is developing. You are both warming up and possibly starting to speak to each other and see where things go. Basically, things are heating up, which means it's time to start using the triangle technique. Now, this technique is a proven seduction technique. To use it, start by focusing on their left eye, move your gaze then to their lips, then back up to their right eye. Finally, land on their left eye and then look away. And this is the triangle technique, and it shows that you are interested in the woman, that you want to get to know her more, and that you are flirting with her. She might do this back to you, or this might be when she realizes that some serious flirting is happening between you both. remember to save the triangle technique until you know you have a connection between you and her. Start staring for longer. The triangle technique is complete. You've laid all your cards on the table, so to speak. Now it's time to employ the longer looks. Start catching her eye from across the room and holding her gaze for longer. This will deepen your connection. And if you are both committed to holding a gaze, and it shows you are both interested in the other person, at this point, she will be starting to think about what will happen next, who will approach who, and what will be said. Act as if you are not the one staring. Now, this is not in a manipulative way. If you can, make the woman think that she is the one looking at you. Start by catching her looking at you, then look quickly, smile, and then look down at the ground. This will make her think to herself, oh, he caught me looking at him. And this will help to balance the playing field and make it so that you are not just the one chasing after her. It's not easy, of course, to catch her looking at you, but if you can, this will make it so you are not the only one flirting. Do some winking. It's not just you flirting or laying it on thick anymore. It's both of you, which makes it extra flirty. If you want to keep stepping up the game, introduce some flirty winking. You should never underestimate the power of a flirty wink. If you catch her looking over at you again, or you both end up looking at each other, smile and give her a cheeky wink before looking away. Again, I would suggest taking a sip of a drink or rejoining a conversation. This all might even be happening in a coffee shop, so you could just go back to reading your book or looking out the window. A wink shows that you are fun, and that is what women like in a man. At this point, start thinking about what you will say to her when you approach her or when she approaches you. You have nearly successfully flirted with your eyes, but you still need to win her over with your words if you want things to go further. Check them out. Now, the final type of eye contact that you need to make is perhaps probably the flirtiest. You need to check her out. Now, this breaks any friendship barrier that might be up. Even though you've done the triangle and you've done some flirty winking, she might still be wondering if you are just being friendly or if there is something more. So look on over at her, smile, and then look her up and down. Take in her body and her features, and then simply look away. She will know that you've just checked her out, and smiling at her shows that you liked what you saw. Now, there will be no doubt in her mind that what you have between you is flirty and more than a friendship. It's time to get ready and take things to the next level. Initiate contact. Congratulations! If you've reached this step, then you have successfully flirted with your eyes. Now you need to turn all this built-up chemistry into something special. And it's time to initiate that contact. You've looked at each other for long enough, so you need to walk on over to her. Try if you can to approach her from the right. It's a more friendlier approach than from the left-hand side. Smile when you walk over and don't walk too fast. Once you are standing in front of her, stare into her eyes for a second before introducing yourself and asking her about her. Let the conversation flow naturally and offer to buy her a drink to keep that conversation going. You don't need to acknowledge all the eye contact you just had. It's unspoken and it adds a layer of mystery to your relationship.